Eastland with Martin Besser.
It's Good Morning Angels morning. Meeting a remarkable woman this morning on the show. Her name is Mpumi Sikusana. Started off as a professional nurse and had a great passion for helping children with disabilities who were basically, they had their backs turned on by their parents and families for whatever reason. And Mpumi said, you know what, I'm quitting my day job, I'm helping these kids. And then you started this little daycare center in your mother's house. Yes. But since then you moved out, right?
Yes.
Where are you now?
At my street there was an abandoned house. It's an RTP house.
Okay.
Yeah, which was used by those druggies. So I had to take the house and use it. So I'm at the house now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
And the name of your center?
Siyathanda Stimulation Center.
And I believe it was called something different to start with.
It was Siyathandwa.
Siyathandwa, which means?
Yes. Which means we are loved.
We are loved.
Yes. Yes.
And then in the registration or something, they misspelled it. There was a spelling error, the correct number. They dropped the W, and now Siyathanda, and the difference in meaning is?
It's them loving the place. It's now the kids loving me and the place.
Unintentional, but worked out perfectly.
How's
that for a sign? I love that.
I love it too.
Is your mom more understanding now? She was
very
a bit hesitant.
One supportive lady. Very, very supportive. I don't know my life.
And the parents of these children, are they present in their lives at all? Do they ever come and show face?
They are present, but not physically. Some do, some don't come. Some do call, some don't call. Some, when you call, they don't pick up. So it's something else.
So you're basically providing for these kids in life?
Yes.
And what do you do with them? What do you do for them?
I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a grandmother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a teacher, I'm a nurse, I am everything. I am.
How many kids are there?
There are 12.
12 kids.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired just listening to this.
Yeah.
This makes me feel helpless, but you are so incredibly strong. Because I don't have kids. But I hear people with one kid, two kids, saying how draining it can be.
Exhausting.
Because you have to be mother, father, nurse, educator, brother, sister, and you're doing it for 12 kids with disabilities. What kind of disabilities are we talking here?
It's autism, which is a disorder, mental disorder. Then it's cerebral palsy, which is physical challenges. They are bedridden. CPs are bedridden. Then we have those who are blind, no speech. Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't want to judge too hard, but I mean, imagine turning your back on your very own. I mean, it's unthinkable.
Mm.
It really is. And tell me the cost. How do you do it?
It's hard. I don't know. No, it's hard. It's been hard. It's been very hard.
Mm.
It's been hard until recently when I posted on Facebook and there were angels there who helped me a lot. But it's hard. It's hard because with them you'll never know. They have episodes where you'll have to run to the hospital. To the nearest clinic, and you'll have to carry somebody who is 12.
Mm.
So it's hard.
And there's a Facebook group, so you post on the Facebook group asking for help.
Yes, in fact, I was not asking for the entire thing or entire needs. I was looking for carpets because some of my kids are crawling. They aren't walking. So I needed carpets, old carpets, so that they can be able to crawl around and play around.
Yeah.
And I posted on this group, it's Binoni Community Network.
Okay.
And there was a lady by the name of Hailey and Anne. Then they posted on the group. There is a group called, another group that is linked to the group, it's Family in Need.
Okay.
So people came through. They started helping and
fantastic is that?
It's been great.
What a wonderful community in Benoni.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really good on you. And they helped you with carpets and
and toys and linen. And then they got us new wardrobes because we had to pack our clothes in boxes.
That's amazing.
Wow. We only had one mattress and they donated mattresses. Oh, so it was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, I love that. You inspire people this morning. Listen to this quickly.
Oh, ek jammer, hart is seer net om te luister.
Do you understand any Afrikaans? No. I'll translate for you.
Ek is 'n mamma van 'n gestremde dogtertjie. Sy het ook cerebral palsy en sy is gebore in 2007, was 29 uur in Kromwy Staatshospitaal. En sy was doodgebore. En hulle het al gereis daar se tyd en weet jy wat nee. Sy is my sonskynkind daai. Sy is die vriendelikste klein mensie wat jy nog ooit ontmoet het. Daai glimlaggie lig mense op. Ek kan nie eens dink hoe hierdie kindertjies moet voel wat nie daai liefde het in 'n huis nie. Weet jy wat, hierdie vrou is ongelooflik amazing.
Did you get any of that? She says you're unbelievable.
Thank you.
And she's got a little kid with cerebral palsy and the child is sunshine.
Thank you.
I have a son who's 29 years old. He has a disability and made it my life's mission to make sure that he is comfortable and he has the best. He has a job Monday to Friday and as long as you give them lots of love and attention and are there for them, they will develop into the most wonderful young people you can ever imagine. So I take my hat off to your guest. I should be blessed for all the hard work that she does.
How old are these kids in your care?
It's between the age of 2 and 22.
2 and 22. Imagine that. 12 kids.
Wow.
With these challenges in life between the ages of 2 and 22. Who helps you?
My mom. And I have two ladies that normally comes and help.
Yeah.
Because I'm unable to pay them monthly. So whenever I want to go out, they come and help.
Really?
Yes.
Just because they also care?
Yeah, because they also care.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Listen, keep doing what you're doing. You're incredible, right?
Thank you.
I'm honestly gobsmacked by you, by your mom, by the community that surrounds you as well, that are so generous and care for these beautiful angel children. It's amazing the work you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think for me the one thing I pick up is that you don't have it in you to leave them.
No,
I
don't.
You don't have it in them to don't. Say you have walked the path and you know, good luck and whatever. You stuck with them. For life.
Yeah, they are stuck with me for life.
What do they call you?
Yeah. Okay, it's actually principal, but because they can't pronounce it well, some, so they would say principal. So, yeah, those who are able to speak, but most of them, there is no speech at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're their voice.
Thank you.
So, on behalf of the Good Morning Angels Fund this morning, I'd like to give you 50,000 rand. Now I'm crying as well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. We are grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're an angel.
Thank you.
Good job, angels. Good job. Hey, wake up, wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.